The Great Exchange, Pain to Promise, Winning in the Game of Your Life by Sally J. Webb. Foreword. It is an honour to introduce The Great Exchange by Sally Webb, a work that captures her deeply transformative journey and offers a roadmap for anyone seeking healing, freedom, and fulfilment in their walk with God. Sally, a valued member of our brilliant School of Leadership, has not only studied these principles, but has courageously lived them out. Her life has been a testament to the profound transformation that happens when we exchange old wounds for new grace, fear for love, and striving for surrender. The entire school has come to love Sally for her vibrant and transformational energy, which serves as a testimony to her own growth in Jesus. As I read through this book, I was struck by three key themes that beautifully encapsulate Sally's message: the God box, the concept of reframing our past, and the invitation to embrace a life aligned with God's promises. First, Sally introduces the idea of the God box or tissue box. She encourages readers to physically and spiritually release pain by writing down hurts and leaving them in the God box as an act of surrender. I believe this is a profound, tangible way to offer up our burdens to God, creating space for His love and peace to take their place. Sally's personal testimony of how this practice brought her freedom is nothing short of inspiring. Secondly, Sally addresses reframing the past, not seeing life as something that happens to us, but rather for us and through us. She guides us through a shift from a victim mentality to one of empowerment and gratitude. This reframe is powerful. Sally's ability to look at even her most painful experiences and see God's hand at work has reminded me, and will remind each reader, that we are not defined by our past, but refined through it. Finally, Sally invites us to live a life aligned with God's promises. She shares openly about finding her true identity and how embracing God's love enables us to live authentically and boldly. Her joy in discovering a life full of meaning and alignment with God's heart is contagious. She shows us that a life of intentional alignment with our Creator's plan is possible, freeing us from fear and filling us with peace, purpose, and abundant joy. My hope is that as you read this book, you will experience these profound exchanges for yourself. Sally's journey is an invitation to let go of what no longer serves you and to embrace a life filled with hope, freedom, and the joy that comes from walking hand in hand with God. Prepare to be encouraged, challenged, and transformed. This is a journey worth embarking on. Sincerely, Dion Fansale, MBA, PhD, founder and president of I49 Group. What people are saying. The special thing about the excellent book is that it is not just a personal development book or just an inspirational story. It is both. The spiritual elements add a third dimension, something I believe is truly unique. Sally's personal journey resonates with me for being authentic and raw, and asks me questions of my own narrative. Emily Britton, CEO of Britton Builders, mother of five fabulous young men. The main thing that appealed to me in the book was honesty. There was no attempt to sugarcoat things or make the past abuse and difficulty seem less than they were, nor was there any attempt to romanticize things. Liv Stevenson, BA, legal transcriber, poet and writer. I love people's stories and seeing God's hand in them, even though they weren't believers yet. So that always captures my heart of God's goodness. Chad Witt, regional facilitator, Brilliant Church, outstanding husband and father to many. I liked that it was genuine, honest and real. Lynette Breen, BSc, life coach and elder. There is something so powerful about a person's testimony, and I love how Sally uses hers throughout as a building narrative that supports the teachings. I enjoyed the inputs from the cited sources and elaborations Sally made surrounding these. One such source that really stood out to me was Tony Robbins. If it's in your head, it's dead. Combined with how Sally builds off this. Leah Musakwa, wife, mother, communication student. I liked your story. I enjoyed the suggestions you made along the way. My favourite was where you had to say your name in your head. Did that with my husband. The book motivated me to discuss goals with Hamish and the kids and to have them write them down. Billy Rowntree, New Zealand business owner, multi-talented sportswoman, amazing wife and mum. I loved the book for many reasons. It was evident from the beginning that you are passionate about your readers having the very best that the Lord has to offer them in life, to give them the clearest and truest understanding of the importance of His alignment in their lives. Your heart for your readers is very clear. This book is an honest, vulnerable, uplifting, and encouraging depiction of your life's journey, as well as an exceptional manual to give them the steps to find their way. I loved that your book sounded so like you, that I could hear your voice speaking the words that I was reading. Sally, you radiate your passion in your lane, and your beautiful wattage is powerful and glorious to experience whether you are talking or writing. Your enthusiasm and your courage both shine through in your story. I wrote Radiate about you well before the lists in Chapter 8. Lee Glenn, PhD, college educator and an awesome mum. It was like Brilliant School of Leadership, Firehose number 2. Goodness, this book is power-packed. Sandy Christofferson, Regional Facilitator, Brilliant Church and Wise Counsel. This is a book full of practical help, bringing hope, healing and a new perspective that can lead to a fuller, meaningful life. Lots of good, practical applications that, if applied, will be life-changing. Sally has made herself so vulnerable and held nothing back with the hope of helping others through their story. She doesn't want others to walk around the mountain one more time, as the promised land is within reach. Sally longs to help others find peace, hope, and joy. I'm so grateful I have read this book. Marianne Robertson, landscape gardener, hospitality leader, and mother to many.